morning. My name is Genevieve Regley.
I'm Hunter Andrade.
And I'm Bobby Marchi. And we're Luke's state officer teammates. Jasmine and Armando are not here with us today, but they are here with us in picture and spirit.
In order to best describe Luke, we would like to take you through his daily routine. Luke's day starts with a buzz of his alarm, and instantly he looks at it while he hits snooze. This will happen at least 5 times. Once 10 o'clock rolls around, he then finally decides to get up and make breakfast. For breakfast, your Central Coast boy can be found eating avocado toast with burnt bacon, paired with his butterscotch latte from Scout Coffee in San Luis Obispo. And then he will post a picture with some inspirational caption. Hashtag basic.
Afterward, Luke goes about his day until a California golden sunset, and it's time to get ready for tomorrow. For dinner, Luke loves to cook up plain old ground beef, no seasoning, no salt or pepper, then continues to make brownies from a box or homemade cookies, whichever the baker and Luke decides to cook up. Then he hops in the shower and creates his own mini concert and rounding out the day by heading to bed with a pillow that he's weirdly and oddly protective of. Even when this is the basic day it looks like for Luke, this past year and in between his odd routines, he has put all that aside for each and every one of you to serve this organization. And each of you were the favorite part of his day in the FFA jacket.
No matter who you are and how you know Luke, it's always clear just how much he cares for you in every interaction. We've been privileged to know a person that exhibits so much love and kindness for others, all while encouraging us to believe in who we are. Luke truly believes each of us has a story worth telling. For Luke, those stories mattered and were a defining point as to why he wanted to serve as a national officer. No matter the story or the moment, they each have an author, and each story needs to be shared. Luke saw each of your stories as raw, genuine, and impactful to not only his life, but to the national FFA organization. Ladies and gentlemen,
it is our pleasure to introduce our teammate and your national FFA president, Luke O'Leary,
with his retiring address entitled, "The Characters We Play."
Luke, you're next. It's time for your audition.
My stomach wrenched. I walked into the average-looking classroom, only my theater teacher and the student director occupying the seats. This was my first audition for a musical at my high school. They then heard me say these words. For my audition, I'll be singing "Who You Are" by Jessie J. But in my head, all I heard me saying was, "Luke, this is such a weird song choice. Why would you decide to sing this? Why are you auditioning for this?" But, Luke, you've been practicing throughout your entire ag science class while hiding in the greenhouse. You're ready for this. So, with a deep breath, I began to sing. I stare in my reflection in the mirror. Why am I doing this to myself? I'm losing my mind on a tiny error. I nearly left the real me on the shelf. No, 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 no. Then they said, "Thanks, Luke." They said, "Thanks. We'll be posting the cast list by the start of school tomorrow morning." With a sigh of relief, I walked out of that classroom and headed home to feed my goats. Throughout high school, you could find me in one of two places, the agriculture department or the theater. That audition, as terrified and awkward as I may have been, began my journey in the San Luis Obispo High School theater department. Since then, I've played the roles of Link in Hairspray, Sky Masterson in Guys and Dolls, and the Rabbi's Son in Fiddler on the Roof. There are characters I dream of playing someday, like Fiero in Wicked, Brad in the Rocky Horror Show, or the Phantom in Phantom in the Opera. And there are some characters I'll just likely never get to play, like Regina George in Mean Girls. I obviously love theater. There's so much power in being a storyteller on stage through music, movement, and acting. In order to tell this story, as we know, everyone is cast a character. We then study this character to embody them on stage. We learn how they move, how they react, what they say. When this is done successfully, we can deceive an entire audience into believing we are someone completely different from who we really are. But this is not just done on stage by actors performing for an audience. Many of us, myself included, have fallen into playing a character throughout life, performing for the world around us. One of the most famous thespians, or actors, William Shakespeare, once said, "All the world's a stage." Unfortunately, this is too true. Throughout life, when fear, doubt, or lies creep in, we turn to our cast list and we begin to play the character of whatever best suits us for that moment. We could brainstorm right now in this stadium and think of tens, hundreds, maybe thousands of different characters we play throughout life. I have found three to be most prominent. Three characters that we right now need to address and work to overcome. Let's meet these characters. First is the admired. The admired is the character we turn to when we fear failure. The admired just wants to be seen as successful in the eyes of the audience, so they gloss over their faults. They act like nothing is wrong. Yet in doing so, they only deepen their sense of shame or their feeling of less than. To the eyes of the audience, they're picture perfect. We might think of this character like Wonder Woman, practically invincible. Next is the accepted. The accepted is a character we learn to be from a young age in order to escape rejection. The accepted just wants to fit in, to seem cool, so they do whatever possible, but they end up abandoning their morals, their beliefs, or their passions. They lose what's most valuable about who they are. But to the eyes of the audience, the accepted is exactly who they want to see. We could picture this character like Buzz Lightyear, always knowing just what to say. Finally, is the silent. The silent is the character we turn to in order to run away from any form of judgment. The silent just wants to blend in, to be one of the crowd. They would much rather keep to themselves than risk any form of judgment from the eyes of the audience. But by hiding themselves, they don't allow the world to recognize them for their true, beautiful self. We might picture this character like an extra in a movie, always in the background, always moving around, but never truly being known. The admired, the accepted, and the silent may all seem like harmless characters, but what we often fail to realize is that by playing life through these characters, we eliminate our ability to live out our true identity. Our identity. Our strengths, our weaknesses, our faults, our victories, all of who we are, the wholeness of who we are. We are better than the characters we play. In this organization, as FFA members, we believe in being exactly who we are meant to be. We learn, we lead, we grow. But despite the good of our organization, we make a very human mistake. The mistake of playing a character. I've played the admired, the accepted, and the silent, all while wearing this blue corduroy jacket. Maybe you have too. It's really easy to do. When we zip up this jacket, it should feel like the cape of a superhero or the flag of something we believe in. Too often, though, it instead becomes a mask, the costume of a character we play. Let me take you back to Luke's sophomore year of high school. I was done with my Green Hand FFA days, and I was on to bigger and better things. As I learned more about the FFA world, I began to realize a group of people I thought was the top, the elite status of the FFA, the livestock judges. You know what I'm talking about. I told myself, if I'm gonna fit in here, if I'm gonna be successful here, I better be like them. So I tried. I joined the livestock judging team, and in no time, I was on my way to my first ever livestock judging contest. When I got there, I took a look at my competitors, took a look at myself, and realized something was off. Everyone else was rocking their jeans and their boots, while I was in my slacks and my dress shoes. I immediately ran to my livestock judging coach with a look of dread on my face and said, "I need boots." She was kind and prepared, having an extra pair of boots in the back of the school van. For the rest of that contest, I rocked my not-boot-fit slacks stretched tightly over some boots that clearly did not belong to me. I imagine that once the real livestock judges were done competing in each class of livestock, I was the entertainment. Clothing appearance all aside, I did not do well in the contest. I realized that my strengths and my interests just didn't align with livestock judging. My livestock judging career quickly ended. All that time spent studying to judge livestock, attempting to be a part of this team, was all centered around me trying to fit into a box. Me trying to be someone that I'm just not. In this situation, I forced this jacket to be my mask. There's a major distinction that must be made right now. Trying something new, something different from what we are used to or what our previous experiences have been, is not a bad idea. In fact, it can be great. I would not be standing here on this stage in front of you if I didn't try some things that were uncomfortable or unfamiliar. Where we fault is when we forge a new path and leave who we are behind us. The time spent in this blue corduroy jacket is a waste if while wearing it, we use it to mask our identity. We might zip up this jacket and think, I have to act a certain way. I have to talk a certain way. I have to believe certain things. But this jacket and this organization isn't about adapting to fit some impression. This jacket should free us. It should empower us. Can we create an agreement right now in this stadium to not accept using this jacket as a mask any longer? Every time we zip it up, every time we look in the mirror and we see ourselves staring back wearing these blue and gold threads, let's say to ourselves five words. This is not a mask. Everyone in this stadium, let's say those five words together right now. This is not a mask. Your individual, unique, valuable identity is exactly what our organization needs. It's what our world needs. What could it look like? What could we do if we were afraid to live out our true identity rather than one we think the world wants us to fit into? Throughout this year, I've masked parts of my identity. I've covered things up, and because of that, I've missed out on incredible opportunities to connect, to empower, and to encourage people that I've met. I've covered up things that are really important to me, things like that I'm a Christian, that I'm part of the LGBTQ community, that I love agriculture and theater, things that are so important, but I covered up just because I wanted to blend in, because I didn't want to find any judgment in any particular crowd that I happened to be around. big or small, the many pieces of us create a beautiful picture of our identity. Just be you. Maybe for some of us, we're thinking, this isn't a really big challenge for me. I know my identity. I'm proud of my identity. And I live it out with full integrity. Awesome. Then how can you help those who do struggle with this? When we head home from this convention, when we find ourselves back in our school classrooms, take a look around. How can you help your peers be proud of their identity too? How can you help your neighbors, your friends, even strangers be proud of who we are? Throughout my life, I've been able to lean on those that have helped me fully live out my identity. This year, serving as a national officer has been a significant challenge in doing that. We find ourselves constantly on the road, traveling alone, meeting people for the very first time. And while that's awesome, it becomes easy to slip into playing a character, performing for the world around me. Thankfully, though, I've met some humans along my journey that have helped me be me. Lexi and Ashton, from the Shepherd FFA chapter in Montana, have helped me not play as the admired. They've encouraged me in my faith, shown me that I don't have to pretend to have it all together, because no one really does, and to take care of myself so that I can take care of others. They have taught me that people are admired most for who they are, not what they have done. Thank you, Lexi and Ashton. Eli and Isaac from Petersburg, West Virginia, have made it pretty easy for me not to play as the accepted. They made me feel cool and part of the group just by being my authentic self and sharing what I'm passionate about. They taught me that we should always be proud of who we are, because those who truly matter will always accept us for us. Thank you, Eli and Isaac. Morgan from New Jersey and Wes from New York City have challenged me not to play as the silent. They have shown me that our powerful voice, expressing our unique identity, is exactly what the world needs, but more importantly, what we deserve. They've taught me that no amount of judgment is ever worth being silent about who we are. Thank you, Morgan and Wes. Our identity quickly can become cluttered, overlooked, unseen, masked by the many characters we play. Find a Lexi or an Ashton in your life, or be like them, and show others that we are all simply human who make mistakes but are beautiful because of it. Find an Eli or an Isaac in your life, or be like them, and build up each other's uniquenesses. Find a Morgan or a Wes in your life, or be like them, and ask others' opinions. Even if you disagree, let them use their voice. The people, the community we surround ourselves with, makes all the difference in being able to see and embrace our identity. At each curtain call, whether it's hanging up our cleats for the final time, judging our last class of livestock, taking a final bow in a school play, graduating high school, or unzipping this blue corduroy jacket for the final time, we shouldn't have to look back, hoping that the performance of the characters we played was good enough. If we live life unmasked from the characters we play, we will look back and we'll be proud of who we are. We will be proud of our identity. Just imagine a world. Imagine what it would look like. All of us proud of our identities. A collective, unified, diverse voice, proud of who we are. I stare in my reflection in the mirror. I doing this to myself? Losing my mind on a tiny error. I nearly left the real me on the shelf. No, 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 no. Don't lose who you are in the blur of the stars. Seeing is deceiving, dreaming is believing. It's okay not to be okay. Sometimes it's hard to follow your heart. Tears don't mean you're losing, everybody's bruising. Just be true. Characters we play. This is not a mask. Just be you.